white bread, white rice, anything containing white flour, like noodles or spaghetti, and also white sugar. So the important thing is yourself to pay attention and not eat foods that deplete your vitamins and create a need for alcohol. Okay. Okay, Dr. Dance, is it true that medical students are trained to see the body as a collection of isolated parts instead of a system? Absolutely, and this is why people actually specialize in different body parts. Some will specialize in the brain or the lung or the liver, as if they're not related. And so you actually have a person, you can have a person seeing 5, 6, 7 different specialists, one for each part of the body. And it's a shock. It's shocking to me that a person even sees this as reasonable. But the way to understand this is simply an attempt by people who have designed the system to fragment the body and destroy the health. This is an excellent way to do it, which is simply to treat each organ as an individual standalone system. And so the answer to that, of course, is not to tolerate that, refuse to go to see specialists. If someone's specializing in a certain body part, just, cross that off your list. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Okay. So, Dr. Dance, it seems then that many drugs actually strip out the body's minerals, such as copper, zinc, boron, sulfur, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and even B vitamins that are crucial for mental normalcy. Absolutely. In fact, it's really curious that there are drugs for the heart, namely cholesterol drugs, that deplete coenzyme Q10, which is needed for cardiac repair. So if you have a vitamin, coenzyme Q10, which, by the way, is produced by the body, why would a heart doctor administer to a person a drug that depletes coenzyme Q10, which is needed for maintenance of the heart? Utter nonsense, right? Unless, of course, the doctor's true job is to destroy the heart. And so what we have is each specialist, under the guise of helping or treating, literally destroying that particular organ in the body. And not by the doctor's own design. This is simply by applying the standard of care, which, by the way, is not designed by the doctors. Doctors do not design the standard of care. That is something that is reserved for hospitals, insurance companies, and drug companies. So doctors are not allowed to write the standard of care. Doctors are not allowed to say, wait, this is my standard, and this is the way I do things. And so there are many reasons for doctors to not write the standard of care, chief of which, of course, is it would interfere with the profits of those three institutions. Okay. Okay. Okay, so it's the chat room, and they're stuck on this cayenne pepper thing. Okay, so question. Doctor, magnesium, what's too little, what's too much? So A dose of magnesium, 400 milligrams a day, cannot be expected to make a substantial impact. So there's no point in bothering, I think, with that. If a person has a magnesium deficiency or suspects a magnesium deficiency, the only reason to suspect it would be if you're taking drugs that cause magnesium deficiency. And doing a blood test or blood level for magnesium deficiency is not helpful unless it shows your magnesium level is low, in which case you're probably well past having a heart attack. So it's not a reliable blood test that's helpful. So if you are at risk, the thing you do is take 800 milligrams of magnesium oxide a day, remedy your risk factor, and maybe continue the magnesium for 2 months once you've fixed your risk factor. Is magnesium oil applied externally effective? Yes, it is. So the oil is actually absorbed, and that works actually pretty well. And people have said that they've gotten results from it and relief. Okay. Okay. So specialist is a title used for soldiers who are sent out to kill under certain circumstances. Could this also be the meaning used for doctor's medical specialist? It could be. I have noticed that when I sent my patients to the specialist, they got tremendously worse, and often their death was hastened. Yeah. Okay. Yes, she did. Okay, Dr. Ann, I've heard you say many times that cayenne and apple cider vinegar are great for stopping a heart attack. Yes, they are. What are the indications that this should be administered? Chest pain, any symptom of a heart attack. So basically chest pain. And how is it administered? Any way you can. So when a person's in distress, they might not feel like cooperating. And so you might need to put it in a dropper and just squirt it in their mouth. Okay, all right. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I remember hearing you say that emergency protocol involving turpentine involves 4 to 8 drops of turpentine. No, that's not what I said. You never use equal parts of turpentine and water. It doesn't make sense. So it's 4 to 8 drops of turpentine in 8 ounces of water. Yes, and then you would just drink that. So it's about 4 to 8 ounces of turpentine in 8 ounces of water, and then you would just drink that. Okay. All right, let's go take a look over here and take a look over there. Okay, great. So we've pretty much covered, we've covered these questions. Okay, so then the big deal here is we now have we can expand this topic here, but we now have the medical industrial complex adopting the term inflammation, adopting a lot of terms that used to be used by natural healers, and actually used to be really scoffed at. Like inflammation as a term, when I was in medical school back in 79 to 83, that was ridiculous. Inflammation? Huh. Like, we have science. There's no such thing as inflammation. Why? We have inflammatory cells. So we can look under the microscope, and we can give it a name. We can see when this cell is present, we call it one kind of inflammation. When that cell is present, another kind of inflammation, and so on. So there is no such thing as inflammation, because that's a vague, nonspecific term. And now that we have science, we can give it a name, we can quantify it, we can measure it, and this nonspecific method of saying these things is just cannot be allowed because it's so imprecise and because it is non-scientific. And so anyone using the word inflammation is, of course, incompetent and unknowledgeable. So you don't have inflammation, you have H. pylori causing the problem. The H. pylori is the inflammation. You don't have inflammation, you have strep throat. The strep organism is causing the issue. And so what has happened over time, so 1983, fast forward to 2017, is we have all of these symptoms, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, where the organism cannot be isolated or identified, and where the cause of the person's pain or their symptoms simply cannot be quantified, that means measured, cannot be identified, that means labeled or seen under the microscope. And so what the medical industrial complex has done then is said, okay, we're just going to go back to using the term inflammation. And if you go back in the medical literature, pre-microscope, that's what doctors use. They use the word inflammation. And so inflammation means we don't know what's causing your symptoms. And this is a shocking position. Now here we are, we've had at least 100 years of so-called science applied to the human body and the human condition. And as of 2017, the medical industrial complex has said, you know what, we're just going to throw that out the window. We no longer need to see anything under the microscope. We no longer need to identify a causative agent. We no longer need to measure that presence of that agent. We're just going to give it a name and make it up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
To Healing with Dr. Daniels on RBN. Okay, so today's topic is, did Carrie Fisher die of a magnesium deficiency? And of course, the answer is no. She died of taking something that caused a magnesium deficiency. And so to generalize this and say everybody should take magnesium because anyone at any time could get a deficiency is actually erroneous and unhelpful. All right, we have Wes in Idaho. Hi, Wes.
Hello, Dr. Daniels. In detoxing the body, can I get you a comment on calcium bentonite clay, fossil shell flour, zeolite, or anything like that?
Yeah. So calcium bentonite clay has a negative charge on it. And so it acts like a magnet in your intestines, pulling these positively charged acids and toxins into your stomach. The problem with calcium bentonite clay is you have to use it, as I say, responsibly. So what does calcium bentonite clay do? Calcium bentonite clay causes constipation. And if you take it several times a day, every day, can actually bind you up and literally create a bundle of cement in your abdomen. So before you take calcium bentonite clay, you need to at least be having 3 bowel movements a day. That's number one. Number two is you should take a teaspoon at a time or maybe even less. And three, you should take plenty of water. Now, calcium bentonite clay, as well as zeolite and everything else that you've mentioned there, these are all adsorbents, and they soak up toxins. But if you take them next to or with your supplements, they soak up your supplements as well and basically neutralize your supplements, and your supplements are not any good to you. Also, if you take them with food, same problem. So this type of cleansing or detoxing needs to be taken separate from or away from foods and nutritional supplements.
I see. Yeah. What about psyllium husks and flax meal to help move the bowels? But I guess the benefits of those things, what minerals and vitamins are going to be, once again, absorbed by calcium bentonite clay?
Right, so it depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
So flax meal has a nutritional value, especially in the area of providing omega-3s. So flax meal, you'd want to dilute with water, and that you could take around mealtime. Psyllium husk doesn't really have any nutritional value. But psyllium husk, if you don't take enough water, can cause constipation. It can bind you. So with psyllium husk, the caveat is to take enough water with it, and then it can act to increase your bowel movements. Another problem with psyllium husk is not edible in terms of humans, no nutritional value, but the bacteria in your intestines can and do eat psyllium husk. So many people get bloating from psyllium husk. So you just have to realize it can cut both ways and monitor what results you get. And if you get bloating, then just cut back the psyllium husk or stop it or realize it's not for you.
That, and can you comment on mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases? Mercola has written on it. That's his site, what I just said.
Mycoplasma
there
is a common contaminant in vaccines.
Oh.
Mycoplasma, for a healthy person, encountering it not in vaccines, but through normal routes, say maybe orally or whatever, is pretty much harmless. It's absolutely harmless. However, if the mycoplasma is injected in vaccines, then obviously it's bypassing the immune system and you can have some issues there. The presence of mycoplasma in vaccines is a huge, huge, huge issue, so much so that there are companies devoted to creating vaccine additives to prevent mycoplasma from surviving. So we'll come back and talk again after the commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hey, my phone's went off. I missed some of the talk on magnesium, but I hope you didn't say it. But I don't know if I told you, but I was diagnosed with mitral valve prolapse and irregular heartbeat and one other thing. But anyway, I just asked God what to do, and all this magazine came in the mail called Let's Live. It used to be another one that was better, but this was more exercise than anything. But it gave a list of vitamins that you should take, and it also told how, normally, it told how magnesium is straighten up an irregular heartbeat. So my arm would go numb. I could drive a stick shift, eat an ice cream cone, and drive with a numb left arm. I was good at it. But when I found that out, I started carrying around a little tin of magnesium like they used to for. Well, anyway, I've heard also, too, that too much magnesium that you take by mouth will just give you diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get too much vitamin C, you'll get diarrhea. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I haven't had any trouble with that at all in my echocard. I mean, I was 32 then. I'm 74, and I've been living with it, although I don't have any trouble. My echocardiograms are right. And but I do make sure that I do get, I say how much calcium I eat, drink, milk, all kind of stuff like that. I get, and I try to take more magnesium.
You do what?
Or eat magnesium. Take magnesium or eat magnesium oxide, or eat nuts, like ground up cashews and make nut butters out of them. With honey, delicious.
Always the best way is to get the magnesium if you're going to in your food, and that way you don't get
everything,
side effects, right, or problems. So,
but I've heard
great.
That,
yeah, so that worked for a good 40 years. It's still working.
Yeah. And I've heard that most people are actually deficient in magnesium because everybody is deficient, so the normal is too low. What do you think of that?
Well, according to the article I read on the tonight's show, the doctors don't have a reliable method for measuring magnesium.
Oh,
yeah. Well, so all they measure is serum magnesium, and what causes the problem is when the magnesium stores are low. And so since there's not a method for measuring magnesium stores, the doctors don't really have a method for detecting magnesium deficiency.
Well, see, I didn't know you could store it. I thought it was kind of like B and C vitamins. They go on out if you don't use them.
Mm-mm. No, they're stored. All minerals have it stored.
Stored in your liver?
The bones. Bones and tissues.
Well, could that be the fact that people don't get enough magnesium, that they get deficiency in the bones, and the bones are too brittle? other than, you know, now we know we got to take D3 or something like that, or get in the sun or something to absorb the calcium. But
The real problem seems to be that people are drinking things like soda pop that deplete their magnesium, and taking drugs that deplete their magnesium. So if people don't have any symptoms of magnesium deficiency, and they're not engaging in activities that lower their magnesium, then it's pretty rare to have a magnesium problem. And most of these magnesium problems, like sudden death, are actually drug overdoses caused by the standard of care.
Well, even if they didn't have it, if they did all those things. One time George Bush passed out over in Japan, and his wife said he drinks too much coffee.
But the newspaper said he took too much halcyon. He took too much of his sleeping pill.
Oh, well, some people said jet lag. But I asked him, does he put milk in his coffee? And they said, yes. And I said, well, that lowers the amount of magnesium totally, doesn't it? I mean,
right, but the truth, again, the backstory on that was he was taking sleeping pills, for his jet lag, and it was just an embarrassing moment. But again, it comes back to iatrogenic standard of care drugs. And if you don't take drugs, you don't have the problem. So these sudden deaths that are attributed to magnesium are actually sudden deaths due to drug use.
Okay. Well, I thought that's why they had to have so many of these defibrillators on the wall nowadays in schools and everywhere, because people probably weren't getting the right...
No, they have the defibrillators on the wall because the folks who make defibrillators pay off. And the people who make defibrillators, have political influence, because the defibrillators actually are not that effective. As the doctor in the article I read today said, fewer than 5% of people who are defibrillated actually benefit from it. So this is not a big success rate.
Okay, well, I always tell my husband, if you're going to drink too much coffee, you really sure do need to get some magnesium, because I think it takes it out too, doesn't it?
Correct. Anything that makes you piss more gets rid of your magnesium. And coffee is a diuretic.
You did a lot right there. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, let's get back to... All right, so there's lots of comments in the chat room here. All right. That would be royalty. Okay. Is Pat... All right. All right, lots of comments here in the chat room. Somebody's asking about a heat rash. So this person has a rash that appears whenever they are hot. So when you're hot, what happens is your pores dilate, and toxins that are circulating come out through the pores, usually with a little bit of sweat. And so when you get a rash whenever you're hot, it's simply a symptom that your blood is toxic. A couple ways to deal with it. One, of course, is stay cool, but it doesn't really address the underlying problem, which is you have impurities in your blood. So the next step, of course, is to get rid of the impurities in your blood. How do you do that? Well, first thing, poop 3 times a day. That's the starting point. So let's say you start by pooping 3 times a day. Obviously, you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your vitality capsules. That will get you pooping 3 times a day, number one. Number two, increase your water intake. And so make sure you're drinking at least 1 quart of water per 50 pounds of body weight. And between pooping more and drinking more water, that will diminish the intensity and frequency of your rash. How come? Well, pooping more often puts the impurities in the toilet. Drinking more actually dilutes the concentration of impurities in your blood, so that on the off chance that you do get hot, the rash, again, will be not as red and not as extensive. Now, the next step, of course, is to adjust your diet. Get rid of anything that has impurities in it. such as artificial colors, sweeteners, or preservatives. And then, as far as your diet goes, make sure you're not drinking anything like alcohol, or more to the point, get rid of your non-water beverages. And so when you get rid of your non-water beverages, that clears up the problem as well. So when you have a skin problem like that, it's a yin problem, as the Chinese would say. In other words, usually it's related to something that you're drinking. And so, because things that you drink get into the blood quicker and easier. So take all of your fluids that you're drinking and convert them to just water. So drink water only. So those things will address the rash situation. And then they'll just diminish over time. Okay. All right. No, it's most likely not scabies. So scabies is present no matter what the temperature is. So if you have a rash, it just shows up when the temperature is a problem. Then when you're at certain temperatures, that's not scabies. Probably something else. Oh, I should say, disclaimer, anything you hear tonight is, of course, not medical advice. And you can use it or not use it at your own risk, of course. All right, we have Patricia in Florida. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I'm calling because I didn't hear the whole show. I just heard part of it because it was on that little phone. But I wanted to know a little more about EDTA because I don't understand it. It's not exactly a vitamin. It's a blood cleanser. See, I have severe arthritis. And
right.
I was made to drink milk for years and years and years, but I didn't drink milk as an adult. So, but I'm still wondering if I have calcium deposits. Does that EDTA help to? If, and the other thing is, these are 800 milligrams, and they suggest you take it once a day. But I take so many supplements, I'd have to wait an hour probably, so that it doesn't take away any of the calcium or other things. So I'm not sure how to use it. It's weird to me.
Do you still have arthritis? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I have it so bad I can't walk. I still have it. They said end stage.
Well,
but I'm trying to.
I wouldn't waste time with EDTA if you have severe arthritis.
Well,
I mean, it sounds like you've been working on this for a while.
3 years, 4 years now. I've
right,
only
so
known about it for 4 years.
If you've been
years,
working on it for 4 years, then what you're using is ineffective. You can save yourself a lot of work by just, you know, just
well,
stop doing
know.
What
I
you're doing.
Well, I don't know. I keep changing. I keep adding things.
Go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, Candida Cleaner. And many people have eradicated their arthritis just with that one little report. And it's free. So go to vitalitycapsules.com.
Right, the report is
and,
the report? They eliminate
report,
it because of the report?
Yeah. They read the report, follow the instructions.
I studied all this incredibly, and I'm taking a lot of Dr. Deagle's things, and he doesn't want you to take other kinds of things when you're taking his kind of things.
Hey, stick
you
with him then. Stick with him. If it's working for you, go for it. However, it sounds like
well,
it's
I don't
working
know.
For
it takes so long to... takes so long to find
no.
out, and you never.
If it's working, if it's working, your arthritis should be gone in 3 to 6 months at the most. So you've been working on it for three
well,
years. You're going down the wrong path. Whatever it is,
I'm not. Well, the thing that is, it only hurts when I try to walk or move in a certain way. My hips. It's only in my hips. So
well,
I mean,
if you're happy with it, then continue with what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I can't walk.
Stop doing it. You know, you're overwhelming yourself with stuff that's not working. So read the report, check it out.
80%.
Yeah, there might be some overlap. Maybe some of the things that Dr. Deagle is saying are also in the report or whatever. But I would say do exactly what Dr. Deagle tells you. If it works, great, home free. But as I say, give it the college try. Give him another 3 months. And if what he's doing works, then cool. If it doesn't work, I say ditch it all and try something different.
Well, I'm on an 80% raw diet.
And that may not be the right thing either. So again,
well, it did made some big
changes.
Doing,
give it 3 months. If it doesn't work, then change. And something had changed. It would be in the report. And the report is very, very straightforward.
And the report shows you will start your cartilage growing back? Because I'm sure that could happen. It just hasn't, apparently.
Well, it sounds like you're a long way from that. It sounds like you got a lot of other things to do besides growing your cartilage back. I mean, it doesn't sound like that's your starting point, just from what you said.
Cartilage is my only problem. I'm bone on bone. That's it.
Okay.
So you're saying that there's something in that report that will help to grow more cartilage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has helped thousands.
You mean taking the vitality capsule?
Well, there's a lot of other things, and they're like turpentine, like changing your diet. There's quite a few stuff, a lot of information in the report. So just read the report and, see what you think. Give it a consideration. But I would say, the problem is there's only 24 hours in a day. There's only so many supplements you can swallow. So definitely read the report and give yourself a due date with what you're doing now as to how long you're going to keep trying it. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, then read the report and simplify your life. All right. Thank you, Pat. Hey, we got Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Fine, Doc. I'm fine, Doc. And you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Quickly, difference between water and coffee. Now, I drink a whole lot of water. And, of course, that makes me have to go to the bathroom, go pee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know coffee, if I drink coffee, will also make me have to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there an agent, like in coffee, that causes it to pull the magnesium out that's not in water?
Yes, it's the you have the osmotic effect of coffee. So, in other words, water is not as big a pulling agent. And usually with water, water will pull sodium more so than magnesium.
Okay.
So, water tends to pull sodium, and that's simple to replace. You just add a little more salt, and, you're good to go. But the problem with things like diuretics and things like coffee is they actually alter your body's preferred flow of electrolytes and cause the depletion of these other electrolytes in order to create an artificial urinary flow when actually your body doesn't want to let go of the water and your body actually has not enough water. So in other words, a person who's dehydrated is going to pee more even when they drink coffee because the caffeine, causes them to piss, and this causes a depletion of minerals. So with water, you're solving the problem, which is you don't have enough water. And so it's a whole different biochemical balance and dynamic. So when you put water into the system, first of all, you're remedying, you're fixing the dehydration or deficiency of water. And so when you take a water pill or you drink coffee, you're actually making the dehydration worse. And what you're doing to the body is you're telling the body, look, I know you don't have enough water, but I'm going to make you piss out more of it. And so you have to reach deeper and you have to pull magnesium and other minerals out. So it's not just a matter of salt.
Thank you, Doc.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We have a question from Mel in North Carolina. Hi, Mel.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for what you do, because you're helping people.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have a question probably only you can solve because doctors haven't. I have mystery blotches that show up on my skin, especially on the outer part of my arms and on my torso, only when the skin is hot and moist, like a long hot soak bath or working outside, getting hot and sweaty, and especially if I use my homemade true soap that has it's lye-based. That seems they're bright scarlet. They are not circular. They're irregular, and they're pretty itchy when they're sort of activated. And then they'll fade 20 minutes after the bath, and you'd never believe they were there. So I feel like a leper or science fiction or something weird.
So there's actually a medical name for this. It's called prickly heat rash. And so you feel, when you get hot, you feel kind of prickly, itchy, and this blotchy rash shows up.
Okay, because they're not fine like a baby's diaper rash. They're not a fine rash.
No. Yeah, it's like warts almost. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got to, I would recommend stop doing anything that makes them show up. So stop using your favorite soap for sure. Use cooler water. So that's going to help with the symptoms. But what's really the cause here? So the real cause is either one, the soap that you're using is a severe irritant, or two, you have impurities in your blood, and so you've got to get those impurities out of your blood. That's basically what's going on here. And you can either increase your water intake, increase number of bowel movements, decrease the intake of any fluids or liquids that are not water, and that should take care of it.
Okay, now I did not have them before I married, and
well, you could divorce them, but short of that, and, I would say increase your water intake, increase your bowel movements, and stop drinking anything that's not water.
Okay. And my husband is absolutely covered with them. Same thing if he takes a hot shower or working outside, cutting the grass. Same thing. You'll see him.
Okay. And he didn't have it until he married you?
No, he had it, and I foolishly married him and got it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So let's just say you're in love and you're not going to divorce this guy because he's a really nice guy.
Right.
Then I would say just treating you would take care of it. Now, this is not, kind of a contagious thing or anything. The other issue, though, is the diet. So it sounds like what's going on here is you married him, and a lot of times when you marry people, you start eating more foods that they eat, and you kind of start merging, you know, what you eat. You might eat some things that they eat some things that you eat. So definitely it's a dietary issue.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have about 30 seconds to go. Let's see if we have a 30-second question here. Okay. Oh, we're all done. That's it. I hear the music. Okay, so do visit vitalitycapsules.com, and we will see you back next week. And as always, think happens.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello. Been a while. It's the 26th day of March 2017. I'm your host, Doug Owen. I am back and happy to be here. Hope you are as well. Glad to have you tuned in. Go to blacklistedradio.com. That's the mothership for this show. You can interactively chat with other listeners. And there's also sorts of cool stuff, exclusive content there for you. By the way, I am the senior editor of blacklistednews.com. And we do this show weekly, usually. Last week, bad memories, stomach flu. One of the few things that will just knock you down. You know, you can kind of fight through fever. You can fight through allergies. It's springtime now. Welcome to spring and welcome to Central Texas allergies. My white truck is like a lime green color from all the pollen, so... we can do the show nasally, but when it comes to stomach flu, there's nothing quite like it, except maybe Ebola or something worse, but it's pretty bad. So a lot happened. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. For us, the site was down last week, for about 3 days, I noticed that there was a huge drop in numbers of downloads and views of the podcast, and I was perplexed. Had I said something that was just too far over the line? Were so many people rejecting the show? And then I realized that the website was down. So check it out. We've got it back up. That was a good 6-hour stint trying to figure that out. So some of the things that happen behind the scenes. I hope that you're enjoying the spring and getting some good weather out there. We've got a lot of talking points, but it is a conversation. This show is really about you. It's kind of an insider perspective from a 10-year alternative media vet. We're going to talk about some inside baseball stuff. Pizzagate is back on the radar. What now I've affectionately called the deep swamp. We'll talk about some of the current events and things that are happening in the news. But we'd love to hear from you. 512-222-3067 text line. Or you can leave voicemails. So you can text us anytime. And we appreciate it. We listen to almost all of them. And sometimes like promotions, things like that, interview requests. Haven't been doing a lot of those because, you know, trying to push this into a 1-hour format has been, it's challenging because there's just so many things I'd love to comment on. But 800-313-9443 is the number that you need to be part of the show. Trump has had more time in this power position and is finding a lot of resistance to his agenda. One of the things that a lot of people want is to drain the swamp. I don't know if that's happening, quite honestly. The Pentagon is being filled with technocrats. Not a lot of attention on Patrick Shanahan, the new deputy defense secretary. He's one of the 6 announced appointments. All 6 have extensive service in government and in Shanahan's case, the defense industry. He is was the bigwig at Boeing. So, you know, we're seeing more of what the Trump team, what the government is going to look like. And it is nothing less than an S show, a complete clown show on television when it comes to the talking points, some of the things that are being discussed when it comes to Trump. I mean, there's plenty of things that we comment on. And yeah, we have been one of the, I think, more objective looks that you can find in the alternative media at what's happening today with the Donald Trump campaign. Where we're at in 2017, a lot of people they're still attached. I mean, you see so many people in the alternative media that have become really in the alt-right, which is a huge popular schism, have become just attached to Donald Trump and what it is that they think he represents, to the point that there is almost no criticism from a lot of people in the alternative or alternative right-leaning media. So, yes, Donald Trump was surveilled. It's not a shocker. I didn't need Nunes to come out and say this, but the right and left are going crazy over this assumption that people in the Obama administration had given intelligence or picked up intelligence and made that intelligence available not only to 16 different intelligence agencies thanks to Barack Obama's leaving executive order, but you know, this huge military industrial complex, or the deep swamp, the NSA. Interestingly enough, Fox News fired Judge Napolitano shortly after Donald Trump quoted him, saying that it was he that he had seen on Fox News that he was this very awesome lawyer that, I paraphrase, he said something like that, that he had heard this from GHCQ being the target of Judge Napolitano. And Israeli intelligence, French intelligence, German intelligence, there's a lot of intelligence agencies that probably have access, not only that, but all of these departments, thousands of analysts potentially have conversations that Donald Trump has made. The question is, why is what he and his cronies are doing, why is that it's so exceptionally rare? And the bigger question is whether or not